Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Power. You know that feeling when you're completely absorbed in something? Like time just melts away, and everything else fades into the background. That, my friends, is the sweet spot we call flow, and it's a superpower we can all learn to tap into. Today, we're diving deep into the science behind flow. I'm covering how to hack your brain for peak performance, creativity, and pure joy. Whether you're a creative genius, a driven entrepreneur, or just someone who wants to squeeze more out of life, this episode is for you. Now, let's get real. Life can feel like a chaotic mess sometimes, right? Juggling deadlines, relationships, and that ever-growing to-do list. We crave those moments where everything clicks, where we feel truly in control, energized, and focused. Well, good news. Flow isn't just for the lucky few. It's a skill you can develop, a state of being you can cultivate. Here are 5 key takeaways that will unlock your flow potential. First, identify your sweet spot. What activities completely captivate you? When do you lose track of time and feel effortlessly productive? It could be anything from writing to painting, playing music, coding, or even tackling a challenging puzzle. Pay attention to those moments when your energy levels soar and your mind feels sharp as a tack. Those are clues pointing you toward your flow activities. Next, set clear goals and focus like a laser. Flow requires intentionality. When you have a clear purpose and direction, it's easier to block out distractions and stay on track. Break down big projects into smaller, manageable chunks and celebrate each milestone as you progress. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, but consistent effort brings you closer to your flow state. Third, challenge yourself, but don't overwhelm yourself. Think of it like Goldilocks finding the perfect porridge, not too hot, not too cold, just right. You want to be slightly outside your comfort zone, pushing your limits without feeling paralyzed by fear or self-doubt. It's that sweet spot where you feel challenged and engaged but confident in your abilities. Fourth, cultivate a mindful approach. Flow is all about being present in the moment, fully immersed in the task at hand. Turn off notifications, silence your phone, and create a dedicated space where you can focus without interruption. Breathe deeply, clear your mind, and let go of any worries or distractions holding you back. Finally, don't be afraid to embrace imperfection. Remember, flow isn't about being perfect, it's about enjoying the process. Allow yourself to make mistakes, learn from them, and keep moving forward. Perfectionism can actually sabotage your flow state by creating unnecessary pressure and self-criticism. Ever felt like you were on a roll, effortlessly gliding through a task? You know that feeling when everything just clicks? That's flow in action. Imagine crushing your daily to-do list, nailing a big presentation at work, or finally finishing that creative project you've been dreaming of, all fueled by the power of flow. Let me paint a picture for you. Sarah, a graphic designer, was feeling stuck on a new campaign. Deadlines were looming, and her usual creativity seemed to have vanished. She felt frustrated and overwhelmed. But then she remembered something from our podcast, Finding Her Flow State. She took a few deep breaths, put on some energizing music, and focused solely on the task at hand. To her surprise, as she let go of distractions and embraced the challenge, ideas started flowing freely. She found herself working for hours without even realizing it, completely absorbed in the design process. By evening, Sarah had not only completed the campaign but also surpassed her own expectations. Remember, flow isn't just a fleeting feeling, it's a skill you can develop and refine over time. By understanding the science behind it and incorporating these key takeaways into your daily life, you can unlock your full potential and experience more moments of peak performance, creativity, and joy. Take action today. What's one small step you can take to tap into your flow state? Maybe it's setting aside a dedicated time for your favorite activity or creating a distraction-free workspace. Share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's continue the conversation. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.